The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome you into Monday. If you're just joining us on the Good Day program, thank you for being here. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Victoria Keelan. I'm not sure when Jennifer's going to be back in this hour. She'll be around later on if you want. McFadden is at, still at Jazz Fest. Peter, is he supposed to be back tomorrow? I've forgotten when he's back. He's back tomorrow. All right, good. Let's review the weekend weather-wise. We have a lot of rain scheduled for New England this week. I think the weather in New York, usually, Victoria, the same, close to being the same as what we have in New England. So I'm going to guess you'll have some rain pretty much off and on all week this week. Spring and the rain. What is it? April showers bring May flowers. As today is May 2nd, that means the weather ought to improve and the rain should go away so the flowers can grow. Come on! What I noticed over the weekend here where I am in Massachusetts, the leaves, especially the sweet, the sugar maple trees like that, the leaves just exploded. It's almost like overnight, boom, they grow out. And it really is a cool sign of springtime and what Mother Nature is all about when it comes to working through some of the miracles. Think about water falling from the sky. Just think about what that is and how it comes about. I know I've studied a lot of different cultures in school, thinking about rain viewed as a nourishing gift given by the gods, if you will, as a symbol of cleansing, the union between the earth and the sky. It's about that. I think what we find oftentimes is that we treat rain as an annoyance, as I just said. It's going to rain all week this week. But it's really the source of life. The sun and the rain are the source of our life. We had some drizzling yesterday here on the farm. We were working, moving things from one farm to the other. And, you know, it was okay. A little bit of drizzle here and there. It wasn't that cool. So you could still work. You can't work when it's pouring rain. But some people curse the rain. Houston, for example, last week, 10 days, there was all that rain. But 24 inches fell in an hour, I think.
Yeah.
So people were hurt by it. And then remember all the floods and the earth that got washed into the Mississippi River a number of years ago? That sort of thing, it's carrying it to the nth degree. I do believe the weather this past weekend was fairly pleasant over most of the country. I didn't see any reports of tornadoes like we had late in the week. But still, when you get angry, I guess that's the point here, when you think about the weather and don't like it because there's too much rain, there's too much heat, or whatever it is, think about what happens in this marriage that Mother Nature has created. And perhaps you won't be as upended about it or as upset about it. The only time it really seems to matter is when people go on vacation. And the vacation season sort of starts with the, we've had winter vacation, we go to the warm places, but summer vacation, the good weather vacations, normally start, I think, traditionally in May. So people are looking for it to warm up. And it hasn't really warmed up. We had early spring in March. We had warm temperatures. It really hasn't. It's no warmer today than it was the end of March. It's going to be where I am in the 50s, maybe 60s during the week. But that was the weather we were getting at the end of March. We were able to do a lot of things outside on the farm. And so I feel compelled to talk about this from time to time because the weather is such a strong influencer on our lives. But you hear me always saying about what you're thankful for. Give gratitude as long as it isn't out of control. I know it's hard to get grateful for all that rain down in Houston where you are, in New Orleans and those areas. But it's a wonderful thing. And when you go out when it's really warm in the summertime, you have those showers, the warm water. The water is about as warm as the air. That's always kind of a
cool, I love that
feeling. Yeah, it is. All right, trending at DougSteffen.com, the story of the missing pages. from the 28 pages in the 911 report, the elephants retiring at Ringling Brothers. The judge has sealed a search warrant in the investigation into the death of Prince. In other words, there are a lot of rumors floating around now about what he... There's even one that I think suggests he died of AIDS. I don't think that that's accurate, but who knows?
I don't think that's the case. But it sounds like there was obviously something else going on. If he couldn't eat and he couldn't digest food and he wasn't drinking water, I mean, there maybe there was something else. Maybe he had some form of cancer that no one knew about.
Yep, could be. Those things happen. The latest political stuff, the Ted Cruz-Carly Fiorina marriage. Not really, folks. They're not getting married. They're married politically. One of the comments that I read, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, don't underestimate the value of Fiorina to Cruz as a short-term strategy. In Indiana, he's trying to pull in more Republican women and excite evangelicals to show up for him. She's appealing to religious conservatives and Republican women professionals. Okay, so I get that that's a comment. I don't agree with it, but I get what this gentleman is saying. Here's somebody named J.N. in New York. I was right behind a car that flipped over and bounced around on the highway. I had to pull over with the two or three other people to approach the upside-down car. I never felt such dread in my life when I saw a baby car seat. Took guts to look inside the car, not sure what if I'd have been brave enough to do it. In the first place, there was no baby. The driver was alive and bloody but unharmed. She grabbed her phone to see what was on the phone. This is after she has a crash. She's texting and driving and crashes the car. And the first thing this moron does when this guy comes up to the car, he's the one who sent the story in, is grab her cell phone so she can text her mother and tell her what happened. You gotta be nuts.
Wow.
You gotta be nuts. Here's a comment on the female sports journalists. I saw this in the New York Times, actually. This fellow wrote, as a male, I feel ashamed watching the video, guilty by association, I guess. I weep with the men who were asked to read a litany of vitriolic texts, tweets, and emails sent to them. I asked myself, how can I be part of that situation? I think we talked about this a little bit last week, for those of you who don't remember or if you didn't hear the story, about these women who are sports journalists and the collective ire that's coming from them because they're subject to such sexual sloth. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is. Just because you're a woman who's writing on, you know, writing or reporting on sports activities. As a matter of fact, I remember what happened. You may remember this, Victoria. This was maybe you don't. There's a woman, and I'm reaching into my mind. I think her name was Olson. And she was a reporter for the Herald American in Boston newspaper. And she was approached sexually by a football player for the Patriots. I don't remember which one it was. But this was the first time this sort of thing ever happened. And these guys, it wasn't just one, as it turned out, in the Patriots locker room. It was the whole gang of them who tried to chase her. They all chased her. They all got naked. And when she came into the locker room, they chased her around.
Oh, my God.
You don't know? You never heard that story?
No, I am not familiar with this at all.
Maybe 10, 12 years ago. It was before you were working on things like this. But I remember very vividly how I thought to myself, how can these guys be this stupid? And she filed a suit against the Patriots. And
was it some sort of an act of protest because they didn't want women in the
locker room? They didn't want women in the locker room, right? I don't want any women in this locker room. We can't go around and, you know, so now when women go into the locker room, they wear, the players wear towels. Okay, so that's a big step forward. But the fact that they chased her around and the lewd suggestions that were made by them and what came out in the investigation, and the poor woman was scared.
Yeah.
Frankly, you know, she didn't know what to make of it. But I guess you just wonder out loud sometimes what makes people such bores. And I would say the same thing about the bathroom thing that's going along with the various, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender things. somebody sent me a note after we discussed this last week. The note reads, more Republican lawmakers have been caught doing immoral things in the bathroom than transgenders.
Amen. I like that comment.
That was
it's
a
true.
Facebook comment. Anyway, so it just, there are a lot
I'm remembering the toe tapper, whatever his name was, I forget, but...
The toe
remember
tapper.
That story? Yeah, if he was a senator or a congressman or something, and he was in airport bathrooms, and that was his signal in the men's stall. He would tap his foot.
Oh,
remember that?
Yeah, I do remember
the toe
that.
Tapper.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember who the guy was. Yes, I do remember.
I feel that. Like was his first name Larry
what
something.
What did you say, Peter?
Larry Craig.
Larry Craig.
Okay, all right, Larry Craig. Yeah. So my brain isn't totally gone. Larry something. Yeah.
Larry. Yeah. You know. Yeah. You got it. Yep. Playing that card. All right, let's. Speaking of playing with things, how about we work over how your eyes look this morning as you are getting ready to do whatever it is that you will do for the day? Do you have bags under your eyes? Do you have puffiness under your eyes? You're looking in the mirror and you see bags and puffiness. Would you like to not have that be the case tomorrow or the next day? The Mother's Day Super Sale from Chamonix and Genucel. Genucel uses state-of-the-art plant stem cell treatment, specifically targets bags and puffiness under your eyes, around your eyes, the lines around your eyes. Genucel is so great because it works for both men and women. Remarkable results exceed your expectations. Do this for your wife or mother for Mother's Day, which is coming up this weekend, I think. Is it Mother's Day? This Sunday?
Yes, Sunday, yep.
All right, so call this number and order this product now, 800-543-9262. Do you normally, Victoria, get a gift for your mother on Mother's Day or just send her a card, or what do you do on Mother's Day?
We're taking her out to brunch, and I usually get her a little gift, too, yeah.
All right, so get her some Genucel. How does she look? Her eyes a little puffy? A little wrinkled here and there.
She looks great, like but yeah, yeah, she'll try some new products. Right. I love products.
Especially if you give it to her.
Yeah.
During the Mother's Day sale, Genucel will double your order absolutely free. Call 800-543-9262. Get this for your mom. Get it for yourself. You'll see the effect. You'll feel the difference. 12 hours and your face is better or your money back. Especially around your eyes there. That's what you really want, is to have a super, super, super bright eye look. All right, here we go. 800-543-9262. Hurry up. This crazy sale will last until Mother's Day. 800-543-9262.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future missus. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Music news on Good Day, 23 and change past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. This is Radiohead. It seems they're disappearing from the internet. Why would that be? There's no explanation, really. What's the story with Radiohead in general? What do you know about them, Victoria?
Well, this is one of my favorite bands. I'm a really big fan of theirs, and they completely disappeared from the internet yesterday, and no one knows exactly why, except there is a rumor that this is their new way of dropping their first album in 5 years. So, following Beyoncé's Lemonade, which was a huge mini movie on HBO, and then at the end of it, it was, oh, surprise, there's also a brand new album. Huh? So, people are dropping albums in new and different ways to drum up excitement. And so, the speculation is that Radiohead has disappeared from the internet, and instead, they've gone back to the Postal Service, and they're actually sending leaflets to Radiohead fans announcing that there is new music coming. And so, the only way you'll be able to be in touch with them is either through the post office, or you'll have to just wait until they drop the album and announce some tour dates. So it's interesting. They've taken it way, way, way old school to, like, mailing lists, which no bands use anymore. So we'll see. I mean, I'm a big fan of their music, and I can't wait to see what they're going to do next. The rumor is that it will sound different from anything they've ever done before. Huh. So it'll be cool. And they're playing some festivals this summer, too.
Are they? I don't know that much about them. I've heard of them, but I haven't really followed their music. However, I have followed the music of George Michael over the years. And so let's turn our attention to George Michael music, new and used, as it were. How much does he actually perform? How much has he gone on tour?
He hasn't performed in a while. He does a few private concerts, and I'm assuming people pay him millions of dollars to do them.
Yeah, yeah.
But on Friday we talked about a new movie. Jennifer mentioned it, I think. The new Key and Peele movie is called Keanu. I didn't really know much about it, and I didn't really pay attention until I saw that George Michael, his likeness and his music is apparently a huge theme in the movie.
Really?
And the reason for that is Keegan-Michael Peele is a huge fan of George Michael, and he reached out to George Michael and his manager and said, we'd like to use 4 songs in the movie, Faith being one of them. And the manager was concerned about, you know, well, is George Michael going to be the butt of a joke? And he said, absolutely not. He's actually kind of the unsung hero in the movie. So if you like George Michael, then apparently Keanu is the movie for you.
I don't know much about that. All I think of when I hear Keanu is Keanu Reeves. I think a lot of people have confused this movie. I don't think it did that well at the box office because they're confusing it with the story of the actor Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, I think it opened to $15 million, which is decent.
Yeah, okay, that's all right. Yeah, right. Yeah,
Chucker can probably tell us more details, but yeah, I think it had a decent opening.
Yeah. All right, so which of all the George Michael songs is your favorite?
Oh, that's like choosing a favorite dog.
Wham, stuff, or by himself?
I like him by himself. His voice is just amazing. I saw him in concert on his 20th anniversary tour about 5 or 6 years ago, and he was just magical. He was amazing.
It's interesting how people like this are found, how they start, and somebody listens. I'm trying to think of some other people that I remember hearing, not before the days of American Idol and The Voice and, you know, whatever the other shows are that look for this sort of talent. People just sort of surfaced on their own, mostly singing in choirs. I know, I remember interviewing Diana Ross, well, actually, Dionne Warwick, too. The two of them, I don't think I did them together, but I did them, you know, sort of close up. And they both got their start singing in church choirs, which was an old way of, especially the R&B singers, you know, the gospel singers became pop singers because they learned rhythm and that sort of thing when they
and
were
that amount of talent that needs to be shared.
Yeah, it does. I like it. All right, so this is George Michael, the story on George Michael and Radiohead here on Good Day. It's 28 minutes after the hour.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Traveling with your pets, don't leave home without them. If there's a trip in your future, if so, consider taking your dog or cat with you. With a little pre-planning, the entire family can enjoy a great vacation. Before any trip, it's a good idea to take your pet for a veterinary checkup. If he requires medication, make sure you have a sufficient supply. Also, make sure your pet is wearing an ID as well as being microchipped. And to ensure that your pet feels comfortable in strange surroundings, pack his little blankie and some of his toys from home. Also bring water if you're traveling, because water in different towns is different and can really make your dog sick. And if you're not sure if your pet's regular brand of food is available during your travels, make sure you bring enough to cover that. And if you're traveling with a cat, pack her litter box and regular type of litter as well. And call ahead, because every motel, every hotel has different regulations. Some will accept pets this week, but it's a new owner next week. So check ahead, follow the advice I just gave you, and you know what? The entire family can have that beautiful vacation enjoying it together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Introducing Taco Bell's Dollar Morning Value Menu. 10 delicious breakfast choices like the sausage flatbread quesadilla, grilled breakfast burritos, and mini skillet bowl for just $1. The only dollar breakfast value menu in America where everything's a dollar. Everyone knows that when mom is happy, everyone is happy. Luckily, Walgreens is close by with gifts like Hallmark cards and chocolates, which means a happy Mother's Day is right around the corner. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Program. It's Monday morning. I'm Doug with Victoria Keelan on the air everywhere, focusing on what's going on today. You may have seen the video of the day already at DougSteffen.com. If you haven't, it's more or less the overview of the end at Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey of the elephants being used. It was from last night's show. It's about a half hour long, so if you check it out, you need to have a little bit of time. It is a very interesting overview. Depends on your feeling about the animals in the circus, I guess, as to how you would read it or hear it or think about it. But I think it's important for you to check it out. So that's why we posted it there at DougSteffen.com. The situation in Puerto Rico today, Victoria, they owe $422 million in debt. The governor of Puerto Rico said yesterday, this is not going to happen. They're going to default. They've already defaulted once before, I think. Their finances are really bad. I think it was 2005, 2006, somewhere in there, they defaulted. What's happened is that a lot of companies and people have left the island because there were tax breaks incentivizing people and businesses to stay there, but They left because the government there had the same idea as Bernie Sanders and lots of other people who think we have to keep taxing everything and everybody. We can spend all kinds of let's give this away and let's make it easy to get money that way. And then you find it's the same thing as in Greece. It's exactly the same thing. So you want to give everything away and then somebody realizes, wait a minute, how are we going to pay for all of this stuff? There was a huge recession that started there. Actually, the recession in Puerto Rico started almost 2 years before the recession up here did. And many people think it was the same kind of thing. So states can't declare bankruptcy because in the U.S. government you can't do that. And this is a U.S. territory. So they have all of these money demands. The default will affect the credit of our country because we're going to have to do something. And by the way, they're struggling with the Zika virus down there. The first death in the United States in any protectorate or any state was down there over the weekend. So that's not going to help them in their tourism business at all. It's just irresponsible management. That's the lesson you learn from this. You can't give it away. You can't. It has there's a responsibility that goes with making promises that you can't keep. And that's the only thing really that bothers me. Well, I shouldn't say the only thing, but one of the big things that bothers me, and that may be the only thing that really bothers me about Bernie Sanders, because I like a lot of what he says, but he's not going to make it. Hillary Clinton is all over the place. I thought it was interesting comments on playing the woman's card. Donald Trump said, remember, if Hillary were a man, I don't think she'd get 5% of the vote. And some people, one guy wrote, if you weren't a man, this conversation would be over. So I'm looking at Hillary Clinton's pledge, where she said if she was elected, she would appoint a presidential cabinet in which at least half of the members were women. And does that shift the power of people in the government? Does it shift your idea about whether she would make a good president? 50% of America is women, right? So why not have a, if you've got a cabinet that's reflective, that looks like America, then half of them will be women.
Right.
So
you don't want a jury that's all men. You want a jury that has 50% women in most cases, or you want a mix. So why? And no one would fault a lawyer if they're doing jury selection. No one would fault a lawyer for wanting to choose certain women. So now Hillary's going to come under fire because she said she wants to have women on the cabinet. Well, that's how the world should be. It should be an equal division of the sexes. So why not? But now she's going to get called out for playing the woman card again.
Yep. Probably will be. By the way,
she shouldn't have said anything. She should have just done it.
No, just do it, yeah. We have the television report coming up in a moment, and I wanted to make reference to one of the really good shows on TV called The Good Wife. I've been on for, I think, either 8 or 9 years. I remember watching this at first, and people said, you're a man. You're not supposed to be watching that show. I found it to be a very well-written show. I like Chris Noth, who plays the husband and the governor of Illinois. I didn't know that much about, you remember Margulies from being on one of the doctor shows, I think.
She's from ER, yeah.
ER, yeah. And then, you know, she made this her show. She really did. This was, she really commanded, controlled, and you felt like it was her story. It was her show. And then Christine, is it Baranski?
Yeah, she's wonderful.
She is really quite good in it. And there have been a lot of people that have been really, I mean, the show's been very well written. And it's kind of like House of Cards, not, I mean, in terms of it being written well. And it just goes to show why so many actors are going to television, because the writing is better and the pay is better than working in movies. So I see a lot of these people. As a matter of fact, I got a story about John Krasinski coming up that will be sort of surprising to a lot of people. What's he up to? You'll find that out in a moment. But the reason I was talking about The Good Wife and the discussion about women and the juries and stuff, the story is ending. Next week is the finale of the show. It's all done because Margulies doesn't want to do it anymore. She wants to do something else. So the show comes to an end. And a lot of intrigue as, you know, you set up the last episode. And because if you've watched the show, you know. Have you, Victoria, watched the show? Do you know the
plot? Yeah, I started out, I watched the first few seasons, and yeah. I got distracted by other things. But I every once in a while, I tune in, and I love
it. Well, the tension between her and her life on the job and at home and with her husband. But the name of the show, The Good Wife, the theme and the thread has been her sort of sticking by her husband, even though there are a lot of other things going on in her life. And her husband, at least the way it was written, he wasn't the best husband, let's put it that way. But she stays by him. And the last seven or eight episodes, she's fallen in love with a guy, and she was asking her husband, Peter, for a divorce, and he said, okay, let's make it amicable and yada, yada, yada. I'm suggesting to you, and this is not a spoiler because I don't know, but I think the show started as her being the good wife to this philandering politician, and I believe that the show will end as her being a good wife as her husband goes off to jail. And I think it gets set up as a television movie or maybe a movie. I think that's sort of what happens here. Let's see if
that happens with a lot of shows now.
Yeah,
everyone kind of does. They don't want to see it end, and they want a movie.
Yep, right. Get a movie out of it.
Yep.
All right. So in a moment, as we check the television report, the story of John Krasinski and what's going on with him, other things cooking as well here. This is Good Day at 42 past the hour.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
This morning, Sandra Snead wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future missus. Hashtag getting itched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for InTheNews.tv. Mother's Day is right around the corner, and lifestyle expert Justine Santaniello partnered with the following brands for her top gift ideas. So, Justine, what should we get Mom this year?
You can never go wrong giving Mom premium chocolate, like the iconic Lindor milk chocolate truffles. They have a smooth melting center to help Mom relax and melt away. They're even the official chocolate of the new movie Mother's Day in theaters April 29th. You can even win a year's supply of Lindor truffles and movie tickets for two. For a gift with a personal touch, take a look at the Yankee Candle personalized photo candles. They have a unique online customization tool that allows you to create a one-of-a-kind gift in three easy steps. Choose your candle, pair it with Mom's favorite Yankee Candle fragrance, and add a photo and a personal label message. And I found the perfect kitchen accessory, the new 17-inch TCL Access in partnership with Alcatel. It's preloaded with recipe applications that have menu ideas and videos. She can even catch up on the latest news and entertainment on this. And Mom can keep an eye on the little ones from any room in the house with its IP camera. And finally, what mom doesn't want some help around the house? Check out the iRobot BravaJet mopping robot. It's designed to mop hard floor surfaces with high amounts of traffic, like kitchens and bathrooms. But it's really easy to use. Just attach the desired BravaJet cleaning pad and press the clean button.
Thanks, Justine. For more information, visit inthenews.tv.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Mom will like whatever you get her. But how about getting her something she'll actually love? A Panera Bread gift card. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you get a $10 bonus card for yourself. Visit your local Panera Bakery Cafe for terms and restrictions. Where they only sell one piece of jewelry. The one she'll treasure forever. Personal service. Custom design and impeccable quality. It's all waiting for you at Jared.
There was 57 channels in the Lebanon. 57 channels in the Lebanon.
Let's get to the money spot, shall we? This is a good day. 46 past the hour. John Krasinski is coming back to television as an action hero playing Jack Ryan. I think probably most people, Victoria, know Krasinski as Jim Halpert on The Office. Didn't he marry? Isn't he married in real life to somebody that was on that show? No, he's married to Emily Blunt.
Yeah, he's married to Emily Blunt.
Blunt, yeah. For some reason or other, I thought...
Well, he was so convincing on that show with, what's her name? Jenna, I forget her name. The girl who played his love interest.
Yeah.
They were so convincing that you thought in real life they were married.
Exactly. Right. Anyway. Okay. So Krasinski is rebranding himself as an action star. You may remember him as one of the leads in 13 Hours, the story about Benghazi. He was quite good in that, Frank. I thought that movie was much better than the results actually made you think about it. He is going to star in the pilot of a new streaming show as Jack Ryan. Now, I'm trying to figure out, when they say streaming show, who is going to be...
It will be Amazon.
It'll be an Amazon show.
Yeah, because everybody, as we've been talking about in the last couple of weeks, Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon have all been doing original programming. And so This is Amazon's action miniseries or whatever it's going to be.
I believe this is a good franchise. I'll never forget the morning Tom Clancy called me on the air. He lives up in Maine somewhere. I was talking about something that pertained to one of his books. And he called me, and he didn't tell me who it was until the end of the conversation. But I had said something, and he said, you're really not right. About whatever it was, his characterization of a character. It was a good conversation. But I think this is his most enduring character, played by Alec Baldwin in the first couple of movies, then Harrison Ford played the role of Jack Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Affleck played him in one movie. Chris Pine played him in a movie last year. This is not a direct adaptation of any one Ryan novel, but rather a look at the characters that were set up. This is going to be a big franchise here, I think.
Yeah, I think John Krasinski's a really, it's an unusual choice, but I think it's a really good choice.
All right, Daytime Emmy Awards, Kelly Ripa and Michael Strahan. Is that how you pronounce his name, Strahan?
Strahan.
Say, okay, Michael, there it is. Live with Kelly and Michael, won quite well at the Daytime Emmys. Best Entertainment Talk Show. Let's see here. I think a couple of other... neither of them were on the in the ceremony. It wasn't televised for some reason or other. I don't know why. The Talk also won an award, and The Chew won an award, and General Hospital won an award, and The Price is Right got the Best Game Show.
Craig I didn't Ferguson. Even know that was still on.
Price is
the
Right?
Price is Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's see here. Mary Beth Evans of Days of Our Lives got the trophy for Lead Drama Series Actress. Let's see here. Dr. Oz won the award for the most informative talk show. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And Gabriella Natale, host of Super Latina, was honored as the best talent for a Spanish language daytime program. So, those of you who follow some of that stuff in the daytime, there you go. The Good Wife, I was talking about that a minute ago, they're going to bring back Josh Charles, who was killed off in the series. There's going to be a dream sequence with him in it, supposedly next Sunday night. 51 after the hour. Good day.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885.
1-800-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Stephens Good Day program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a fantastic cardiologist and award-winning doctor, practices in Florida, joins us every week at this time, and he and I do a two-hour program for the weekend. Good Day Health is aired live from 7 to 9 East Coast time on Saturday, so if you have medical questions you'd like to ask Dr. Ken. Matter of fact, we have a caller here now that will exemplify. Just dial this up at 888-55-DR-KEN. Is this Judy?
Yes, Dougie. Hello, Dr. Kenya, my favorite.
Hi, Judy. How can we help?
What's your problem, Judy?
Well, I work for this man who gives me a pain in my chest.
Can you get rid of that guy?
With a stroke of a pen. What about your eyes, Judy, though? You told Kara the screener that you had a problem with your eye.
Yes, Dr. Ken, I have a detached retina. There's some swelling in my retina, in my macula. What can I do?
You need a good eye doctor, a retina specialist.
I see.
You will, unless you get to one.
That's the best line you've ever delivered. Do you realize that? That is the funniest line you have. I've been working with you for, 10 years, 12 years? You have no sense of humor.
That's the funniest.
You don't have a sense of humor. You have no sense of humor.
Yeah,
I love you dearly. You're one of my best friends, but you have no sense of humor.
Oh,
but
that was, clearly he does. Every 12 years,
it's hidden. Maybe that's what it is. It's hidden. All right, we're not going to repeat that. It was too good to just... Whew. All right.
We may have to make a demo out of it, though. That's pretty good.
Hi, right, Judy, get lost. Time now for us to discuss...
See what I mean? He's a pain.
Who are you eliminating?
Type 2 diabetes. Damage your hearing. So let's go from her eyeball to her ears, Ken. What's the story?
Sure. This is out of the medical journal, Current Diabetes This Week. Doug and everyone, hearing loss affects more than 16% of American adults, with nearly half of people older than 75 having difficulty hearing. Hearing loss has been linked with social isolation, depression, mental decline, dementia, and increased risk for falls, hospitalization, and death. The news this week is that type 2 diabetes, that's the kind of sugar problem you get as you get older, usually tied to being overweight, may raise the risk of hearing loss, and is now it's recommended that diabetic patients get hearing tests.
All right. This print story continues to unfold. Apparently there were some painkillers found in his house. What do they say? Opioid problems caused his death, but what's these painkillers? Are they all opioids?
Yeah, well, let's untangle this. Prescription painkillers were found in Prince's possession when he died. That's the news this morning. The local sheriff has asked the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA, for help in determining where the medications came from and what prescriptions Prince had obtained. It starts with drugs such as OxyContin, Percocet, and Vicodin. Doug, prescription narcotics that can make days bearable if you're recovering from surgery or suffering from cancer, but they can be as addictive as heroin and are rife with deadly side effects. It's amazing. 46 people per day, or almost 17,000 people per year, die from overdoses of these drugs. You need to know when they are really needed and how to use them safely. Make sure your doctor gives you clear instructions and use them for as short a period as possible.
I see that Abbott Chemical is going to buy St. Jude's for $25 billion. Why in the world would a pharmaceutical company buy a hospital that's... I find that fascinating. And I thought St. Jude's was a nonprofit. I think it is. Isn't it? Do you find that earth-shaking, that information?
Well, St. Jude's is a... is a medical company, medical tech company. They make heart valves. They make a lot of these pacemakers.
Oh, I confused it with St. Jude's the Hospital. Oh, correct. Okay. All right, I got it. Okay. Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who bring us a way to lower your blood pressure or keep it where it is. Because he's a well-known cardiologist, the folks at Superbeats asked him if he would examine their product and tell folks that it was good. And guess what? He examined the product, and he tells folks, including his patients, that it's great. If you would like to try some of this super food so your blood supply is getting to the places in your body, your brain, your muscles, everywhere you want to try it, take Dr. Ken's advice. Get on Superbeats. Have a glass every day. Call 800-655-4183 for Superbeats. 800-655-4183.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.